and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sunday once again, and I am your host. My name is Mark Kent, and today is October 28th, 2018. Like Yakov Smirnoff used to say, instead of what a career, what a year!
No kidding. And it's not over yet, folks.
Not over yet.
It ain't even close to
over
yet. So, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
I'm glad you think so.
Okay, I gotta clear my throat for this one. And Rhett Smith, who's still in the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt, while the mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, liars, leakers, and libtards and lowlifes that have painted themselves into a corner with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild, not to mention the self-serving banksters that have spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper no longer backed by real money.
And it got longer, didn't it?
Breathe.
I especially am fond of the steaming pile of political correctness.
Mm. Yes. I've been up to my neck in it this week.
Yeah, as Ashley hovers over the button like a ninja
warrior. How could
warrior
you not be?
Trained in censorship.
I'm just saying. How could
this
you not be?
This is the show that I tend to do that the most with.
Weird.
She's over there looking like Kwai Cheng Kane, you know, with she's kind of practicing her moves, and you know, this is the crane technique, and you know, we get the grasshopper and the snatch the calculator from my hand, and you'll be an accountant full blown. But
you don't have one.
I do know something about the crane technique. I've never heard anything about the grasshopper though.
Well, they serve them down at the Rusty Nail.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you can go
isn't
to the chat
like
room.
Or,
what's that?
Grasshopper. Isn't that like vermouth something?
Grasshopper. No, it's I forget what it is. It's
isn't it got
cream
to mint?
Yeah, cream to mint. I don't drink a lot of grasshoppers. I'm a scotch guy. But, yeah, anyway. What the heck is going on in here?
I don't know.
Leave for 2 weeks and the troops.
I'm just saying.
We're having a mutiny.
I think it's fatigue leading up to the elections.
I ain't going to take this much longer.
Well, I'm not going to have to. We're going to know pretty soon.
Just going to sit here going,
get a job.
Reminds me of the old commercial.
Lucky filters.
Wow, okay.
That's going back in time. That's a little before your time,
that
Barley.
That might be a little before your time. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so. Wow, we have another exciting show today in Radio Land, and, you know, with a lot of, you know, target-rich environment here as far as, good grief, where do you even start with this crap? You know, I think
which pile do you start from?
I think the liberals have literally gone off the deep end. They have they're wacko.
Yeah,
they're
definitely out of orbit.
They're completely gone. Yeah. Completely out of orbit.
Their orbit is off.
Houston, there's a problem.
You know, I mean, Bob Hope of all people knew all about this way back in the day. Okay?
It's amazing some of those old things you find, and you're like, huh.
I know. So, I don't know. This is an old one. It's been around for a while, but here's Bob Hope. And this is the discussion of zombies and Democrats.
You live here?
Yes. Well, maybe you know what a zombie is. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring. You mean like Democrats?
I mean, that kind of says it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I've been feeling about it.
I mean, how long ago was that?
That's like in the 50s.
I was going to say, we're going back in a long time there.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, but it's like, good grief. I mean, it's true. It's true. They have gone crazy. They have absolutely gone crazy. And, you know,
look at the history of the Democratic Party and tell me at what point in history they were the good guy.
I'm not sure.
Didn't they start out bad, weren't they, in the very beginning?
There's
only one place that I can point to that, where a Democrat was on the right side of history, I believe, that I can think of. Okay, and that's Andrew Jackson, who said that he was going to rout the bankers out. You know, he said they were a hydra-headed serpent with engines of destruction on the sovereignty of the American people. Well, that's when a Democrat was a Democrat, you know, and he carried pistols around the White House because there was like three or four assassination attempts on his life. Wow, I guess he doesn't want to speak out against the bank because they don't like it. I don't know. Either that or, you know.
They don't like the truth. They get kind of upset with that.
Or they just didn't have bombs that they could send you via mail back in the day.
Suspicious packages.
Are we going there already?
Well, we're kind of touching on it. I'd like to talk about Pocahontas a little bit, too. But, you know, and we'll go to a break here. But, you know, let's talk about Pocahontas a little bit. You know, she was renamed by James Wood as Pocahontas instead of Pocahontas because, you know, she's...
Because he's an idiot?
No, James Wood's a good guy. But no, because she lies about everything. I mean, the real deal is, I mean, she's what? I see the stories. Oh, her parents were shunned and all this stuff because, you know, her grandparents.
Actually, somebody did some, you know, they talked about because she was part of the Cherokee and all of that. Like
right.
They were saying the persecution. Somebody actually ran her family history and ran some of it down. The closest she ever got to the Cherokee tribe is one of her relatives was one of the Tennessee militia that escorted the Cherokee on the Trail of Tears.
Oh, well.
Yeah, hey, that's a good reference.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally figures. I mean, good grief. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? She is out of touch with, I mean, but she's a typical politician who will lie, cheat, steal. Well, I should say a typical Democratic politician, although maybe it is just, you know.
I think it's just politicians.
Maybe it's politicians, you know.
Kind of.
You know, politics, meaning the many blood-sucking insects. I don't know.
The lying blood-sucking liars.
Yeah. So James Woods, you know, he changed it from, you know, Trump named him Pocahontas and named her Pocahontas, and now it's Pocahontas because she's fake, you know, now we have fake news. You know, you can't make this crap up.
Oh, we got fake news, fake genders, fake races. We're making up all kinds of stuff just as we go along.
Yeah.
Fake borders?
Fake borders, yeah.
Pretty much. We just
pretend we have borders unless they're enforced.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Trump did send some troops down there.
I think there's going to be a problem if they try to cross.
I'm not sure what their rules of engagement is down there right now, but he did send some down.
Talk softly, carry a big stick. I don't know.
If it moves.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, I had to bring up the ISIS flag thing a little bit, you know. On the bombs, I'm looking at when I haven't verified this, but even if it's not verified, it's funny. You know what I mean? It's like we got Larry the Cable Guy had stickers that were parodies of ISIS flags. And on the stickers, you know, it's like looks like an ISIS flag, only there's like those girls that they put on the stickers.
The mud flap girls.
The mud flap girls, you know, look well endowed. So right in the middle of their ISIS Arabic-looking stuff, there's the mud flap girls, which is kind of interesting. And then you go down below that, and it looks like it's in Arabic writing, and then you focus in on it, and you go, oh, get her done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, with that, let's go to a break.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And this is for Liz.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Pink Floyd.
I need to listen to a little more Pink Floyd. I like it.
Maybe he wasn't so far out there, really.
That brings back a lot of memories of ditching middle period in high school.
Yeah, there you go.
Just saying.
Well, you are younger than me, but I guess that was a trend.
Oh, we knew good music, though.
Back then, there was a lot of good music. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get some announcements out of the way here first, if you have some.
I do. We don't forget, today, down at the cemetery, what is it? Reading Memorial on Continental Avenue. Preston Sharp will be down there at noon, placing flags on the graves down there. So if you have time and you want to take the kids and help him out, go down there. He also is going to have some things for sale, which goes into the kitty to help him buy more flags and flowers to do it.
Cool.
Wherever else he goes.
I think Kathy Darling's supposed to be at the Patriot meeting tomorrow, too.
I believe so.
Go down there, ask her.
Kathy Allen.
Darling.
Yeah.
Darling Allen.
Oh.
Yeah, get it right. Darlene Allen.
Thank you, darling.
That lady.
And then we have the Veterans Day Parade coming up on the 10th out at Shasta Lake City, and that begins at 10 a.m. They do have breakfast at the fire hall before that, and there is a lunch after that. I think the VFW puts on a lunch after that, but it is one of the biggest Veterans Day parades
It's a fantastic parade. My kids love it.
Yeah, so bring the family out for that. And don't forget the Marine Corps' birthday is coming up on the 10th as well. So
I guess we have a caller?
We do. We have Mr. Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning. Hey, you guys keep making fun of old Pocahontas.
Be careful.
Well, you know, the nickname I've seen online a couple of times that I like best for her is Gray Beaver.
Gray Beaver. I was thinking Lion Lizard, but, you know, I mean, Short Buck, I don't know.
Anyway, I wanted to compliment Chris Elfram and Red Smith and Jimmy on what a good job they did last week. They're almost as good as you guys.
They did do a great job. I did actually listen in, and they were...
Sorry you didn't join us, Nick.
You should have been down here, Nick.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Hey, have you heard of the Blexit movement?
Well, yes.
Well, you need to bring that up. I was on their website last night, and boy, it looks to me like they're going to get things moving and get the black people, the Americans of African heritage,
mobilized
up and see that the Democratic Party isn't doing them any favors.
That's right. You got to.
They never have.
their new slogan is "Walk away fast."
Yeah.
If anybody's curious, you spell it BLEXIT.com. And they've got a really good website.
Good. What's the website, you know?
BLEXIT.com.
Hey, that's almost complicated.
Blexit. Yeah.
All right, very good. I'm glad to hear, because I'm seeing more and more of our brothers in arms starting to jump into the fight. I mean,
they've got a bunch of people that are very well spoken that are telling the Democratic Party why they're leaving.
Well, you know, the real deal is I think those guys have been out there pretty much kind of all along to a big degree. It's just that what is the Democrats' identity politics goals? I mean, their goals are to divide everybody, make sure everybody... I mean,
everybody's mad at each other.
Kind of like Sun Tzu and Communist China, you know, divide and conquer type stuff, you know. And
I doubt that the news media was anxious to publish it either.
Oh, of course not. They don't want... In fact, I'm looking at a couple of things that Raleigh posted this morning on Facebook, and they've already been, can't get to that website.
Oh, yeah, they take them down pretty quick.
Yeah, they're getting pretty more. They want to shut down this thing called free speech. I mean, you can't let these peasants have free speech. These guys are peons, and they don't know what's good for them. And, you know, if you see any of them in a restaurant, attack them.
Hey, another thing I wanted to bring up, I brought up on Pete Peter's show yesterday that came to me. How come none of these, there's got to be some good Democrats out there. They're not all wackos like Maxine Waters and Kamala Harris. And,
define the term Democrat. Are we talking about like an old school American
blue dog
Democrat, you know, that was still American? We might have disagreed on some things, but there was principles, you know, like freedom, liberty, freedom of speech, Second Amendment, Constitution.
Robert F. Kennedy's the only one I can come up with.
Or the psychotic, rabid pinkos that have taken over the Democratic Party.
But my point is when are some of those going to say, hey, you're not my party anymore. I'm going over on to the other side.
I think a bunch of them are starting to walk. I mean,
look up the walk away movement.
Yeah.
There was a couple thousand of them in the streets of Washington, D.C. yesterday.
No,
supporting.
I'm talking about senators and representatives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been a couple that have walked over, I think, maybe. I don't know. Lindsey Graham kind of walked over the aisle there, even though he's a Republican.
I think the last one was Joe Lieberman when he went independent.
Who was that? I was trying to think of the guy that...
Well, certainly they can't think this party now that's encouraging Antifa and riots and...
No borders.
They can't sit there and say, that's my party, I represent.
No, they don't care anymore. What they care about is retaining power through division politics. I mean...
Well, the radicals, I got to believe that there's a few out there with some higher standards than that.
Well, I don't know.
I firmly believe that they'll support whatever they're paid to support.
Well, a lot of them, yes.
And there's a bunch of them that are so dumb that they can't help but support anything that they're told, just like the zombie Democrat thing with Bob Hope. I mean, you know, Elizabeth Warren could get up there and tell everybody that she was at the Little Bighorn, and these guys would go along with it.
These are not intelligent people.
That's why they wanted to get Kevin DeLeon in there.
Well,
I still support DeLeon over Feinstein.
And we're going to talk about that, but you know, the real thing is that... these guys are, it's just like the guys coming up over the border, or, you know, attempting to come up over the border, is that if they're looking either politically to invade the country, to overturn elections, or they're looking to get free stuff because they...
Or both.
Or both, because their country is so screwed up. Why, we can't even take care of ourselves at this point. Look at California. California has guys in San Francisco that are making $180,000 a year cleaning up poop. I mean, we can't take care of our own. We've got people that are all over the streets. Have you noticed there's a homeless population out there anymore? You know, that never used to be like that. And so that if they're going to come over the border...
Get the blood pressure medicine close there, Red.
Well, it's true. The percentage of our homeless population is worse now than it was in the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. If we didn't have food stamps, how far do you think the soup lines would be?
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And without Section 8 housing, I'll tell you, the homeless would be a lot worse than it is now.
Now what they're doing.
Actually, I disagree because I think without those programs, things would have been settled a long time ago to turn it around.
Well, I'm saying that, you know, back in the day, they didn't keep borrowing the money from the future, you know, our kids, our grandchildren, our posterity through a banking scam, banking fraud called the Federal Reserve that prints money and buys treasury notes that funds the government so that they can borrow from the future so that everybody else in the future gets to pay for all of those programs now until we get so top-heavy that we collapse from debt. I don't know. I mean, maybe they didn't have that back in those days.
I don't think so many people...
It's made me a huge fan of the baby boomers.
Do you suppose having a businessman for a president, he might pull something real sneaky like declare bankruptcy his last month?
I'd love to see it. It's like the old, hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
Well, you'd never know.
Nothing to believe.
He's done a lot of surprises, actually.
See you later.
All right. Thanks, Nick, for calling in.
You know, and if there wasn't all those free programs, maybe we wouldn't have so many people in this country coming over by the thousands.
You wonder, because, I mean, like in his early speeches and some of his stuff, you know.
He acknowledged all this stuff. Yeah.
He acknowledged this, and very early on his people started talking about resetting our currency, pegging us to gold, doing away with the Fed.
I think it's coming until after the elections.
His personal hero is Andrew Jackson. He's got a statue of the guy sitting behind him all the time.
No. What we have is Keel Molson Squiddle. I think that Boris Bandanov could be running for president right now, and there would be a bunch of people that would vote for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his vice president, Natasha, you know, chief of staff, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy Joe.
Creepy Joe.
Well, you know what would happen if Joe Biden ran with the lawyer for Stormy Daniels? We would have Creepy Uncle Joe and Creepy Porn Lawyer. What a ticket.
Creeps. That's the Creepy Show.
Creepy and Creepy.
Yeah, Creepy and Creepy.
It's like a Heavy and Jeevy, you know, the old Milton the Monster show.
Let's elect Uncle Touchy.
That's great. Uncle Pudgy, really. Heavy and Jeebe.
Calling Chucky.
Here's Milton, our brand new son. Oh, boy. Wow, I think I've flashed back, and I think I've dated myself with the cartoon deals. Well, let's talk about a little bit about Dianne Feinstein. I think I got to vote for the person. I know she's hovering.
Nope.
Not going to do it.
The only reason I'm saying is because there's a law that says that you can't indict people basically who are in office before elections because that you would be skewing the elections in an unfair way. But at the same time, you can indict them after the election. So my question is, let's say that, I never thought I'd ever say this. I'd vote for Frankenfeinstein over Kevin, De Leon. I got to think of a good nickname for him. Daily Nun.
I just call him the wig.
The wig.
Yeah, it's a terrible wig. If you've ever seen the guy, it's a bad wig.
Crazy Daily Leon.
Daily Leon is Spanish for stupid.
Yeah, he's loco cabeza de Leon.
Yeah.
Muy.
Muy de Leon. There you go. It's muy de Leon. So anyway, but, before we go to the break, and we're going to go here in just a second, I got to say that for the first time in my life, I've considered voting for Frankenfeinstein, because if she gets in office and gets indicted, they're going to have to fill that office. And I'd rather see her walk out of office in shame.
That's a big gift.
It's a big gift. But De Leon is a, what is he?
And if she gets removed, well, then it's up to the governor of California.
Who could be John Cox.
Another real big gift.
I agree. So, but who else do we get?
And then you're still staring down the barrel of a Democratic supermajority in California that will move to take that power away from the governor and hand it to the legislator lickety-split with a constitutional amendment.
You're still down the double barrel.
With that, let's go to a break and we'll think
about
that.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Man from the city trying to take my rifle. There's something that he needs to understand. Second Amendment's only second to the Bible. He'll have to pull it out of my dead hand. Yeah, he can have opinions. I don't have to agree with them. Ain't nothing wrong with me and him being different. Oh, no, no. But I think that he should know, no, no, how I roll. I'm a survivor. You're damn right I'm a fighter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Three Dog Night is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I've been holding out so long, I've been sleeping.
Sovereign Mind Radio. You gotta like that.
It's Dan Mitya.
As long as you don't have to watch him, it's good.
Yeah, I was watching him the other day.
I'm sorry.
It's like,
I mean,
dude.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
It's a little creepy.
Put the lips away there, yeah. Mr. Creepo. Yeah.
But love the music. Just saying.
Nick, that's about all that's left of the Stones, isn't it? Like an oxidized skeleton with a pair of lips?
Yeah, I know.
No, Mick, Keith Richards
Mick the Lip.
Is still alive as far as I know.
Keith Richards is the crypt keeper with the guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Howie's still alive? Who knows? But that guy, yeah.
I think the drugs just pickled him. He's preserved.
He's preserved for mummified him.
Yeah, he's basically embalmed.
He was preserved with his guitar arm still going up and down.
Huh? Well,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway,
wait, did we want to finish up on the De Leon Feinstein thing?
Sure, Frank and Feinstein and Muy De Leon.
Yeah, to my way of thinking is, I looked at where the big money is backing who, and it's behind Feinstein, so that's who I'm going to vote against.
Yeah,
because if you look at the way that the Senate works, De Leon, who is dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah.
Will be a junior senator with very much less power, authority, and connection to the system, and it's much less dangerous. It's like taking out a general to put a pawn in its place.
Well, I mean, I understand your logic, but my first initial gut reaction on this whole thing was I'm not voting at all for either one of them boneheads. You know, I can't put my stamp of approval on anything. But then the more I thought about it, I thought, well, why not Feinstein? Because, you know, the real deal is she's 85 years old, you know.
That woman will live as long as Planned Parenthood has stem cells to ship to her.
Her, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wow.
Thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Well, and there's another one that could go anytime. Ginsburg is not any spring chicken.
She's dead. She's been dead. I'm convinced.
It's like Weekend at...
It's a skin puppet.
It's like Weekend at Ruth's.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Weekend
at... Stoudemire over there holding her up.
It could be Weekend
at... got her propped up there.
It could be Weekend at Bernie's with Ruth. Maybe it's Weekend at Bernie's with Ruth and Diane.
That's freaky.
I just have a hard time checking the box for her. I'm sorry, you know.
Maybe what you should do
is... It kind of goes against everything I know.
I got an idea. Why don't we put a little Nazi symbol in the box? Just kidding.
That's terrible.
I know.
It'd be fun.
I'll just fill in the box with a little hammer and sickle.
We do have a caller on the line.
I would never, ever do anything like that.
I would.
At least where I would announce it in public, at least, anyway.
I don't care anymore. Come at me, bro. I'm over it.
What are they going to do? Yeah.
All right.
And with that, we have a caller. We've got Charles. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, good morning.
So?
Hey, we haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, let's see. Instead of a Nazi symbol, how about a hammer and sickle?
That's what Red just said, yeah.
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 Sovietsky Soyuz.
There you go.
By the way, that's not why I called. How many of you honestly believe that this so-called mail bomber acted alone?
I don't believe he acted at all.
Oh, that's what I was just going to say.
The same way that I believe that Oswald acted alone. I don't know.
The same way you believe that Warren is actually a Native American?
Well, I don't know what she is, but, we could play Sherrigan and, or yeah. Gypsies, Tramps, and
Elizabeth
Thieves.
Elizabeth Warren, actually whiter than white people.
Yeah, no, whiter than, I like the fun, whiter than Dove soap.
She's from the Clorox caucus. Speaking of Clorox, have you seen the van used in the...
Yes.
No.
How clean it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did, it's got stickers all over it. Did you hear the sheriff from...
it's got Trump stickers all over it, yeah.
Well, did you hear the sheriff from up by Tallahassee said that that van's not even road legal in the state of Florida due to the tint and covering the windows that... He shouldn't have been able to make it down the street more than two or three blocks.
Well, that's what you always do. You find an illegal van, you put a bunch of Trump stickers on it, and then you drive it there with a bunch of explosive devices. And
yeah, sure.
They weren't even explosive devices.
Yeah.
Well, they were explosive, not designed to explode.
There's no ultraviolet fading on any of the stickers, which indicates those stickers were put up recently.
They had potentially flammable material.
I'm not going to speculate on this one.
What is potentially flammable?
I'm not going to speculate on this one.
That could
one.
Be anything.
I mean, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, chances are it's not a hippo.
It's probably a Democrat.
Where's the postage mark on the? Where's the postage
where
mark
the
on the envelopes?
Well, you know, where did he get the addresses? They're probably doxxed by somebody in the Republican Party.
And let me get this.
Some deep state involvement somewhere.
And let me get this. He mailed these packages through the Okeechobee post office, supposedly. There's no postage on it. Okay, there's no postage
cancellation.
Mark.
Yeah,
there's no mark through the stamps. And mailing them from the same place they arrived in New York, Washington, and San Diego on the same day. We're talking about the United States Postal Service here, people.
Mm-hmm. That van is in South Florida, where there's a lot of Democrats. I mean, how come there's no vandalism on the van?
Well, you know,
I'm just waiting for somebody to find out he was like the janitor at Fusion GPS.
If we
something.
Found out this was a false flag, would you be shocked?
Absolutely.
I
not.
Had better fake bombs when I was a
you
kid.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? I mean, if you know your World War II history, there's a certain incident that took place in February of 1933 called the Reichstag fire.
Mm.
And the Nazis, you know,
Hitler's crew.
They handpicked some poor schlub to take the fall for what they did.
Well,
and after, you know, and after they got done dealing with him, they consolidated power like you wouldn't believe.
Well, you know, and you notice that the left's off the charts, you know, and they're going to be calling for gun control on this new shooting as well. But, you know,
it's not just gun control. They're going to be calling for rhetoric control. They're going to be calling for censorship online, offline, over and beyond the line.
Yeah.
No.
All in the name of civility.
Oh, we got it.
Civility, which they had no use for just a couple weeks ago.
We have a contrary opinion amongst us.
I'm just saying no. It's not going to happen.
I misunderstood, too.
Yeah, whatever they want. No.
Huh.
I'm not
it's
gonna...
funny how the mainstream media played down the bio attacks a couple weeks ago, the ricin and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Didn't even bring it up, really.
Nope.
Well, thanks for the call.
We appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Have a good day, Charles.
Hey, have a great day. It's Sunday, and life is good. All right.
Explain that to me, too.
The lack of the postmarks is what I find troubling. There's no postmarks. How do you deliver?
And not one of these packages were caught. For years, I couldn't get weed seeds from Amsterdam through the mail, but this guy can mail a bunch of stuff, a bunch of fake bombs to a bunch of ex-presidents
well,
and congressmen?
Well, it doesn't even say bombs. It says suspicious packages.
With potentially flammable material.
Yeah, exactly.
They're booms.
Yeah. made out of PVC.
This guy could be Inspector Clouseau for all we know.
Well, where did he get his bomb-making information?
The internet.
Right.
At least they would have been better.
According to reports, here's a headline. According to reports, and this guy's name is Cesar Sayoc, he shows signs of mental illness.
Oh, no.
And the story is being used by the mainstream media to cast Trump and Republicans in a negative light ahead of the midterm elections. No!
Well, that's my favorite part, is where they even intentionally misspelled stuff to pass the narrative that Republicans are morons.
And then
I love it.
And then here's another headline right next to it that I guess the mainstream media missed. Texas, four women arrested in alleged vote harvesting scheme to steal votes funded by former Democratic Party leader. Wow, I guess they missed that one.
Oops.
Yeah, oopsie. Yeah. Let's talk
about
it's the old, hey, watch this hand while I'm stealing your...
There's more and more of these arrests going on. These people are starting to get caught.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
not in the numbers that they should be.
I don't really know what's going on, but I'm getting kind of tired of the narrative crap. I'm getting tired of being spooned. Well, I mean, but okay, maybe I'm not getting tired of it because I quit watching it. Does anybody even watch the mainstream media anymore? I don't. I mean, I watch a Fox thing when I catch clips on YouTube, but I'm a YouTuber kind of guy now because, and that's all being screened as well. You can't, there's no such thing as a pure news report anymore, is there?
No.
Yeah.
Why would you want
you
that?
You remember, what was it, 3-4 years ago when the record searchlight old Silas Lyons said, there's no such thing as unbiased media.
There's no conspiracy in government. News. Deep state?
Nah. Yeah.
Does that mean like I'm hypnotized or something? I'm in a deep state?
Yeah.
Or is it like in California, it's deep in the state?
And getting deeper by the minute.
Yeah, you got to get the boots on now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's up to our freaking necks right now. Pretty soon we won't be able to breathe. And,
not through a straw, anyways.
Not a plastic straw. Can't do it.
Okay, so
that'll be $1,000 fine.
Yes.
So we're getting rid of plastic straws in paper wrappers to use paper straws in plastic wrappers.
Yeah.
And this is to save the planet. To save the planet.
I had a buddy tell me. On the streets in San Francisco and pooping on the sidewalks. No problem.
There's not enough plastic in the freaking universe.
I had a buddy tell me I'm going environmentally conscious. I'm not using straws anymore. I'm just going to stick with dollar bills.
Here, I got a little clip here. Let's listen to this before we go to a break. This is actually Diamond and Silk.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking to a poop patrol guy in San Francisco. Yeah, in San Francisco. They're saying, hey, you know,
coming to a city near you.
It's like, what's up? Okay, listen to this.
Well, why are you pressure washing the sidewalk?
Because they're dirty.
What's on the sidewalks that we need to be concerned about?
I mean, it's just feces and
feces.
Yeah.
What type of feces is it? Animal feces?
Both.
Both.
Human feces and animal.
Did you say human feces?
Yeah.
Like boo boo.
Yeah.
I haven't ever quite heard it said that way, but okay.
You know, boo boo.
Boo boo.
Newsome nuggets.
Hey boob, there's some stuff on the sidewalk. Even the ranger's not gonna like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Ranger, come along
and scrape up the Newsome nuggets.
Yeah, it seems like Mr. Ranger's getting paid $185,000 a year to scoop up the boo boo.
let's go to
a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Come from a long line of tough, and I'm built to stand my ground. Yeah, when push comes to shove, I don't back up and I don't back down. Because I know just what is back home that I'm fighting for. I'll storm through the gates of hell, even if it means I'm knocking on heaven's door. So don't tread on me or my memory. Why the hell you think they call it old glory?
Yeah, that's some good stuff, man. Makes me want to go crack open a bottle of Jack.
Ooh. I could think of cracking a bottle open, but not Jack.
Well, now some of the others, like the Gentleman Jack and the Single Barrel and stuff, that's actually pretty decent stuff.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, some of the real expensive Jack. Yeah, I'll give you that, yeah.
Yeah, I had a buddy from Kentucky that turned me into a bourbon snob years ago, and it's just hard to go back.
I've been sampling a few scotches lately, just for fun. Mm-hmm. I like that Dalwhinnie a little bit, and there's a couple of them there. Some of you can't even pronounce. It's like, yeah, I'll start talking like this, you know. La Roque.
Yeah. One French and Shire.
I got stuck on Jameson a few months ago.
No, I was hoping you would bring that up.
Why is that?
Because Jameson was a Scotchman.
Yes, he was. Yes.
He actually migrated from Scotland to Ireland and set up a distillery.
Yep.
Just so, you know, not that I, you know anything about whiskey.
I'll just point out my son's, one of his middle names is Jameson for a reason.
Whiskey. Oh. Got to say it right. You can't say whiskey. It's whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, never mind. I digress. I noticed that Sally says that she refuses to vote for Dianne Feinstein after what she did to Judge Kavanaugh. And
I'm with her. I'm sorry.
Right in Mickey Mouse.
Anything.
I'm voting for the Whig. Let's give them what they want.
I don't.
Slap them upside the head with their own medicine. Yeah.
Here, you want the dummy? You can have the dummy.
What was it? Emperor Palpatine or the Sith?
Yeah, I mean, or Goober.
Goober. Take your little band and take over California while you can, while the Death Star is still operational.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez. And then you will die.
I don't think De Leon has walked into a political argument he couldn't screw up. I mean, he's literally become a meme against the Democrats. He's a walking, talking gift to conservatives every time he opens his mouth.
He's a meme.
He is. He's a meme.
Meme De Leon.
Yeah.
Mooey meme.
Mooey meme De Leon. Oh, man, I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. I do want to cover a little bit about Douchebank today.
And the fun of watching him and Kamala Harris struggle for power in California. Oh, that's popcorn worthy itself.
Yeah, I got to say. I do want to get, okay, we got to get this quote in. Oppressors can tyrannize only when they achieve a standing army, an enslaved press, this disarmed population. I guess you got to have all three. Hmm. Or it becomes messy. And that's from Mrs. Rowley.
Well, they've got two of the three.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, I have a question. Yeah. I actually saw a Cal Fire guy the other day that had a weapon on him and was arresting somebody. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, they have police powers, which is completely...
I knew the Forest Service did. Yeah. I didn't know Cal Fire did.
Yeah, we call the Forest Service guys fish cops.
Yeah, I know. But I just thought that was a little odd that
pissers.
He was...
Pissers. But
I had never actually seen Cal Fire arresting somebody. I saw him arresting him on I-5.
I've never seen them arrest anybody, but I knew that they had law enforcement.
Well, if you're in Trinity County and you're the sheriff, you don't have to arrest anybody because you don't even
you're in Nevada.
You don't even have to live there.
You don't have to live there. We're going to cover that after the break. I mean, I don't know if anybody saw that headline, but there's Sacramento Bee mad over marijuana and money. This California sheriff may have walked off the job, but still being paid $185,000 a year or something.
Yeah.
Well, what I love is it took people at Trinity County months to figure out he wasn't there.
Hell, he was doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the kind of sheriff we need. You just pay him and tell him to
get out of the county.
Well, to be honest, I understand a little bit where Haney's coming from. I mean, you're asking the man to protect and enforce the law in an area the size of Texas. If you grab Trinity County and pulled it flat, it's the size of Texas with like three deputies. It's insanity.
Well, I still think that when you get paid to be the sheriff and you know
stay in your county.
Yeah, you kind of know the rules of the game, and it's like you're supposed to be there enforcing the law that you can with the resources that you have.
Oh, he said he was. He's been telecommuting.
I am. I'm running this show just like Lucky Luciano did from prison.
He's not even in the state. And nobody noticed.
My fingers are everywhere. Watch out for the black hands. If somebody kisses you on the cheek in Weaverville, you're doomed. You're doomed. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. I guess we got 2 minutes to the break, but
how long did it take before they actually noticed?
I think they just figured it out. I think it took the Sacramento Bee telling.
Well, they
exactly. That's what I was wondering.
They had a town hall.
Oh, I love it.
And he didn't show up.
And everybody goes, "We have a sheriff."
Yeah. Here, let's beam him in.
When did that happen?
Who is it?
Who is the mouse mouse?
I mean. What do they do when somebody gets arrested? A citizen runs up and holds a phone with Skype on it, and he reads them their rights. Or
this time,
I'm glad you mentioned the who is that masked man? Because I always hear Terry saying that the state of Jefferson is the silver bullet, and I think that the state of Jefferson could be the silver bullet, but there's also the other silver bullets of the Constitution and all this stuff. And my point being is that guess what? You might have a silver bullet, but if you don't have a gun and a Lone Ranger and Tonto.
What do you do if there's more than one werewolf?
All I'm saying is the people got to get involved to fire the bullet.
Yes,
it might be sitting there, but if you don't fire the bullet, you end up in Trinity County with a sheriff living in Nevada.
You mean the gun won't fire it by itself?
And
not according to Democrats.
No, according to Democrats, you can set a bullet on the table.
That's and a cold, calculating killer.
Yeah.
That's right. And you might have to interrogate him with a lamp. Yeah. All right. What caliber are you?
Yeah. One of my favorite was the idiot that explained to me how meat-seeking bullets should be banned.
What?
meat-seeking bullets.
Was this just somebody you met randomly on the street or what?
It's somebody that got into a conversation.
Let's talk about meat-seeking bullets after the break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR. 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Condolences rolling in from around the globe in the wake of yesterday's murder of 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. German leaders are stressing the need to resist anti-Semitism. Pope Francis is denouncing the, quote, inhuman act of violence and praying for an end to what he calls the flames of hatred that fueled it. President Trump has ordered flags on all government buildings flown at half staff. Those U.S. troops being deployed to the southern border will largely be providing logistical and other support to the Border Patrol. Greg Clugston has more.
The Pentagon has approved a request from President Trump to send several hundred active duty troops to the southern border. The additional members of the military would assist the Border Patrol by providing things such as vehicles, tents, and equipment. There already are about 2,000 National Guard troops there under a previous Pentagon arrangement. In the current situation, active duty troops will not be on armed security missions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another day of rough, winter-like weather in the Northeast.
We've had reports of 60-plus mile-an-hour wind gusts along the New Jersey coastline up towards portions of Long Island. And those strong winds will move up into the eastern, say, coastal Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, over the next couple hours as we head through the day.
Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service. Elsewhere, there will be a low-pressure system moving into the southern Great Lakes region, leading to rain from Wisconsin and Ohio and western Pennsylvania. They expect showers in portions of Indiana and West Virginia as well. Boston Red Sox fans getting excited after their team came back from a four-run deficit in the seventh inning last night to beat the L.A. Dodgers and get themselves to a 3-1 advantage in the current World Series. Red Sox could close it out. Dodgers could live to fight another day. Game 5 is tonight in L.A. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
Some long-forgotten practices being revived in Florida courts because of a big storm.
Hurricane Michael forced Bay County and Florida's Panhandle to revive old court practices as inmates are making initial court appearances in person for the first time in years. Catastrophic hurricane that hit October 10th left the county jail and courthouses unable to hold first appearances and bond hearings by video, which has become standard practice. The jail's restored its power and running water, but its inmate phone system is still down. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Britain's Treasury's chief says the country would need a new economic strategy if it leaves the European Union without a deal. Philip Hammond telling Sky News today the budget plan he'll unveil tomorrow is based on the idea there will be a Brexit deal on Britain's divorce from the EU. If there isn't one, he says Britain, quote, would need to look at a different strategy, but he said he'll come up with one. There's nothing to worry about. News and analysis at townhall.com. A rare $1,000 bill nicknamed the Grand Watermelon for its ornate green zeros is sold at auction for over $2 million.
The Baltimore Sun reports the 1890 series Treasury note sold to an anonymous buyer at the Baltimore Winter Whitman Expo. Stax Bauer, the auction house that sold the item, says the bill is the one key item that every collector dreams of owning. Only three of 18,000 printed notes remain in private hands. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 28th, and a birthday for some notable people, including jazz singer Cleo Lane. She's 91 years old today. Actress Joan Plowright is 89. Country musician Charlie Daniels has 82 candles on his cake.
Actress Jane Alexander, 79. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, 63. Country singer Brad Paisley, 46. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil, do you think you can tell? Did they get you?
Pink Floyd. Man, you gotta like that. If you don't like that, there's something wrong with you. There really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot wrong with a lot of people.
That's a pretty touching song for some of us.
Yeah. Intellectual Frog Legs has now got a new video out. We need to announce that.
Fantastic.
It's a fun watch. It's called Red November, the Frog Leg Election Spectacular. So you might want to check that out, Joe Dan Gorman. He does some great stuff, and that's in electoralfroglegs.com. We all are wearing our FU shirts today.
FU University.
The left is so confident they're going to retake the House this election.
Do you believe the polls? Do you believe the media? Do you believe any? It's just like...
Bad lie.
Well, it's just like Hillary's got a 95% chance of winning.
Uh-huh.
How many times have we seen that video in the last couple of years? Mm-hmm. Good grief.
Well, last time it was 100%, so, I mean, you know, they fought.
And you know, the media...
Don't even bother to go vote.
Yeah,
she's
going to win. Yeah, she's going to win.
I wish I could play this video I have queued up here, but it's got too many F-bombs in it. But it shows Don... This is how screwed up our media is. And this is one example of... Okay, here's Don Lemon. All right? Everybody who knew Don Lemon is, you know... he's the guy on CNN.
CNN should see if they can return
him. No, I don't, because I don't watch CNN.
So he's interviewing. Remember that plane that ditched a couple years ago into the Indian Ocean that they never found, really?
Mm-hmm. Flight 199 or whatever.
Was,
yeah.
So he's interviewing his guest on there, and he says, "Well, it could have gone into a black hole." And his guest goes, "Well, if it was a black hole, it would suck our entire universe in."
My goodness.
And then he goes back with, "Well, I guess it wasn't a black hole then." Now, I posted that on,
on
Facebook.
Wow.
If anybody wants to watch it, it's pretty fun and entertaining.
Oh, the guardians of light and truth, they are.
Yeah, it's the top five ultimate CNN owned and failed moments compilation, if you're interested. And the fake news is unbelievable through that whole thing.
What's scary about that, there's a lot of those people that are walking around... Here.
17% of Americans don't know where chocolate milk comes from. 7% of those people believe that they actually come from brown cows.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
true.
Yeah, these people are walking and talking around us. Oh, my goodness.
They vote.
Yeah, they got a little help. They got DMV helping them out there.
You're right.
DMV. Yeah, there's another.
Just
we're just checking the box for them. They're too dumb.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Here's why, before we get to our caller. Most Americans receive more money or more from the government than they pay in taxes. This is from Zero Hedge, October 25th. When the majority of the voting population receives more in benefits than they pay in taxes, then voters will demand more wealth be transferred to them through government programs.
No.
And larger and larger amounts of wealth will be extracted from a minority to subsidize the majority. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mama. So That's the real problem, and that's why these guys would vote for a block of cheese if it would promise to give them stuff.
As long as it was free from the government.
Yeah, as long as you don't move it. Don't move my cheese.
If you move the cheese, you're going to get
it. It's all over with.
You and your little band of cheesiness. So we got a caller.
We do. We've got Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, friends. I'm going to look up intellectual frog legs. I take your cue all the time. So thank you for the heads up on that. And I'm going to head out to help Preston Sharp at the cemetery here at noon. So
very nice.
That's good.
I wanted to call in. And before I forget, could you please indicate to all the listeners how we can support you financially? Because every Sunday, I look forward to this program. It is absolutely on my top, super top list.
Just send us a check with my name on it.
Yeah, that's it. Shut up.
No problem.
No, you say, Mark Kent, care if I need the money, P.O. Box, I'm broke.
Yeah.
Before it crashes and burns.
make sure the return address is from Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, no postage needed.
No postage needed.
And you can skip with the extra package trinkets. We're good.
That's right. We don't need any of those extra stamps. Because
they're going to raise the price anyway. Yeah. You guys are so funny.
Well, they're forever stamps.
Oh, my God. The reason I'm calling is I have been desperately trying to find out where have they been filming the documentary Gosnell, Dr. Kermit Gosnell.
I just heard about that. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but I watched something on it yesterday where somebody did an interview with a gal that was on Fox. I catch a lot of stuff on Fox on YouTube. But evidently she changed her position from being pro-abortion to being anti-abortion because of the movie.
Well, I have seen the trailer, different ones, and this is for people who don't know. This is an individual, MD, who did late-term abortions in Philadelphia. He'd have these special Sunday clinics where it would be he and his wife to deal with the absolute latest delivery, live birth. I'm not going to get into the grossness of
that's
it.
That's sick.
Planned Parenthood. And this is why Linda and Sally and the other female women out there, they're just, I just don't know if I could ever stomach voting for Feinstein. She is a witch. She is horrible. She's awful. She's evil. I just can't, I can't tip the scale for this, even though I understand the strategy of it and that we're all trying to, you know, be at the switchboard and figure out, like, we can control it. It's like the board game Battleship. It's like, no, there's so much lying, deceit, and corruption in voting. I just can't.
I'm with you, Lori. It goes against all my morals to check her box.
I'm nauseated to even think of the thought of it. Yeah. So anyway, I just want to share that. If anyone knows where this film can be.
The thing with the Feinstein thing is it's confused logic to me, because basically the argument is elect her so in the hopes that we can take her out later instead of just taking her out now.
Yeah.
Well, again, I'm just bringing it up as food for thought. I mean, it is posed a question that should be posed because there's only two Democrats on the ticket. There's no Republicans, so you know it's either De Leon or Feinstein or nothing. You know, and so one of them is going to win. And I brought it up because I wanted everybody to start thinking seriously about that. And you know, but I'll tell you what does bring up a question in my mind is this. You know, we all talk about, you know, the communists in control of our government, excuse me, and what they would do. And now, you hear about the communists, they killed this many million people over here, and this many million people, and they shot all these guys over here. Does anybody have a doubt in their mind that if Feinstein and Hillary were president and vice president, that they would not initiate some kind of genocide on the people that they disagreed with?
Guess what? Put me on the caravan to Honduras and El Salvador and Mexico, because I'm going in another direction, because I am beyond what we have to endure and suffer right now. So seriously, where can we send funds? Don't be playing.
Okay, before we get to that, Rally Sally says that movie is playing in Anderson Theaters and wanted me to let you know that.
Oh,
Sally, and
you're
I'm going to look it up, and I am going to, I might need some Jameson before I watch this film. I am just scared
or after.
Trailer.
Yeah, before and after.
And
yeah.
We do appreciate you putting a plug in for us financially, because as some people think, We don't get paid to do this, and every little bit helps that goes in the kitty towards stuff.
I'm the only one here that gets paid to do this, so please, again, send the money to me.
So that's a reason not to send it to him, because he is the only one that gets paid?
No, well, and here's
I don't get paid anything.
You guys do massive research, and it is exponentially difficult, more challenging because of the censorship, and all you have to dig 10 times harder and longer. I mean, my eyeballs are falling out. I'm going to sleep with Larry Elder 1 to 4 a.m. on this station, and I wish they'd bump that show to a different time other than some shows that are on Saturday morning. Whatever, that's just my opinion. But you guys deserve hats off, high five all the way, and let's have a holiday mixer somewhere, and we can – celebrate all of you endurance, because I know you, the Kent family, have had a really tough year, and
it's been rough for a lot of people, let me tell you.
I can't wait for it to get over, but back anyway, to what you wanted
right,
us to get out there. If you want to give us a call, our number is 530-221-0101 if you want to contact us about giving us some funds there, or you can mail some funds to us at 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
And make the checks out to PECON, Patriots Educating
yep.
Concerned Americans Now.
That's it is a PECON. Tax deduction.
It's the opposite of ACORN.
Yeah. And it's not just for this program, but it will go also for Jefferson State of Mind. Mm-hmm. So we're all in this together. So there you go. Again, the number, if you want to give us a call, is 221-0101.
I'm expecting a raise anytime.
Well.
Wow, that's
been outside a little long, huh?
that's very disheartening to me.
Sure it is.
Let's go to a break, and we'll come back.
All right, if you want to call in,
journalistic excellence.
The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Said you wanna walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want. Yes, frog, for you. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I want to be loved by you.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, tends the rifles in silver on the border. On my wall, the colors the maps are running. From Africa, the wind, they talk of change is coming. The torches flare up in the night. The hand that sets the farms alight to spread the word to those who are waiting on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Still, you never see the change from day to day. No one knows if there's a custom slip away.
Like jumping on the table with some maracas and start doing the flamenco.
Late last night, the rain was knocking on my window.
I was just laughing because I was looking at one of Dan Gorman's posts.
Yeah, he's got some. That guy's funny. That guy's funny.
Please don't bring up politics at the dinner party tonight. Me after two drinks, and it's a scene from The Patriot.
You know. Yeah, I got to watch that. I just got it this morning, and the first thing was that little clip from Bob Hope. You know, and so I haven't watched the video yet. Yeah.
It just popped up on my computer. It's like, okay.
Now, I don't know. I've got this judge's voter guide that I posted online, and I wanted to kind of talk about it just a little bit. I'm going to go back through and compare what I had already chosen all my picks, and I'm going to go back through and compare and see if they match up this pick from here. But all I did was get online and Google their name, go to their websites. Some of them, you know, some of them declined to state what party they're affiliated with. That, to me, tells me immediately, almost to a man, and it was true, that they're a Democrat, because the Democrats don't want to tell anybody they're Democrats anymore.
Why? They're riding the blue wave into control.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, did you see the Project Veritas O'Keefe thing?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, where they pull down the Obama posters when they're having guests come into their war room over there at the mm-hmm. DNC because they don't want to offend anybody. Gee, I guess the ex-president that they all worshipped at the altar of, deity, they don't want anybody to know that they are associating with him. This was in Missouri at Claire McCaskill's.
Yeah, or you know how they're really planning on going after guns and impeachment and everything yep. else, but we're not going to tell people that because then they might not vote for us.
Well, it's like those silly little campaign promises here in Reading, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you? You? Those are just silly campaign promises.
Yeah,
why
they don't mean anything.
I can't believe you expect us to live up to those.
That's right.
Jerk, go to the back of the line.
And where's I won't live in a state without a professional baseball team. That's the other one who's on she's on the chopping block right now. That's
Three Strikes Sullivan.
Yeah, Three Strikes Sullivan. I think that she's going to strike out this time. At least I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It's about time. It's like, good grief. They need to sweep out the old guard and put somebody new in there and keep doing that until they get somebody who's actually going to perform their duties in such a way that's not...
Do something for the city?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
exactly.
The people of the city, not the people...
Yeah, exactly.
Not the... employees of the city or the government and agencies?
Well, it's not even the employees, really. It's the management. I mean, if you look at the comparison and the difference and change a payroll between management and the actual guys at the pointy end of the stick, it's disgusting.
Well,
you mean you're not supposed to get rich?
I posted. Oh, it's all going to come down. I posted a PBS Frontline documentary on the website on Facebook. And Frontline investigates the role of state governments, Wall Streets, and driving America's public pensions and into a multi-trillion dollar hole. Which is going to help. Excuse me.
Okay.
Brian, whoa. Hold on. I guess that that burp came out of nowhere.
Kind of like the pension bubble going.
Kind of like the pension bubble popping.
Burp. Oops.
There's nothing going on. Don't you know?
Yeah,
there's no problem.
There's no problem at all. No. That was another one old Three Strikes tried telling everybody. We're sound.
Pension problem?
Yeah, we've got plenty of money in.
Our people say there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're quitting and heading somewhere.
Yeah, the city attorney said we'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you can send my mail, forward it to,
Nevada.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go back. Let's go back over. We got to talk a little bit more about this sheriff thing in Trinity County. I can't let it go. And this was written out by Ryan Sabadlo. I guess he used to work for the Richard Flush. Yeah, them. And you know who I'm choking on.
Are they still a newspaper?
I don't know. I haven't bought them for so long, or even looked at them because
I think they got a couple pages.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
If I want to get lied to, I'll buy an Inquirer. And they actually have more truth, I think, in general.
Than the Record Searchlight.
Now, that is a sad commentary.
Yeah.
If I want to know about, like Brad and Angelina and things like that.
No, I wouldn't trust them on that either.
No, I'm sorry. Do they even get the sports scores right?
Do they even do the sports scores anymore?
I don't know. I don't read the paper.
My favorite is the local weatherman, Stringbean, what's his name? Kruger. Now that he's actually found out there is such a thing as chemtrails.
No.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're harmful. I don't know anything about them. I'm not a scientist, but it was blue skies like 3 days ago.
Did you see on Saturday morning?
Oh,
there were so many of them, you couldn't count them all.
But I just want you to understand that now Mike Krueger.
The light came on.
The light finally has shone.
And what you get?
That ain't right.
Yeah, that they actually do exist.
Weird.
I know.
No.
Weird.
Troubling.
No.
It's weird. Troubling.
We all can be better because he finally.
It's troubling that 5 years later, wow, I looked up and by God, holy moly. And then I did some research online.
I just thought somebody's playing tic tac toe.
And I'm at the same place. I'm not taking a position what it is, what's behind it, what's going on. But don't tell me they're not there.
It's condensation.
And don't tell me they've always been there.
It's condensation.
What I don't get, and don't tell me it happened when we were kids.
You cannot produce a persistent steam cloud that lasts over 6 minutes. The government spent millions and millions and millions of dollars trying to figure out how and couldn't do it.
I just had to point out that Mike Krueger said everything was beautiful.
So it's good.
Everything is beautiful.
Yeah, good for Mike Krueger.
Is he from San Francisco?
But I don't know. Here's my other question, though, is... Like, what is the fascination and, like, what is the meat stuck in the teeth about going after some pinhead from this local useless radio TV station? Who cares what Mike Krueger thinks?
I just think it's fun.
I guess. Who cares?
I know. I just had to point it out that all of a sudden it's legitimate that there's an issue because I read it somewhere on... I don't know.
I looked up.
Googled it. And, of course, Google doesn't channel our thoughts.
Everything is the truth with Google.
DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.
People are like, Mike Krueger's an oblivious moron. Well, yeah, you told me he worked at KRC, or I figured that out for myself.
He came over from the Record Searchlight.
Don't you run.
We know where you are. We do have a caller on the line. We've got Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, I hate to be a pest, so I'll be quick. 2 weeks ago last night, I attended Dane Wigington's forum at Holiday Inn on chemtrails and geoengineering.
Yep.
And it was put together so well. I mean, he connected all the dots. He explained HAARP really, really well, how they heat up the atmosphere and get a high-pressure system that actually moves the jet stream north and then counterclockwise at a different location, and they can actually steer the jet streams. But you know what was disgusting is that wasn't advertised or even covered by any news media that I could see, and it was standing room only. There was people from all over the world there to see that. And I would encourage everyone to go to geoengineeringwatch.com and click on that and watch that presentation, because it was eye-opening. And I did notice the last 3 days how we've just been covered with, I call them vapor trails that don't go away. And you know that idiot Bob Baloney that runs that show there, he claims it's frozen ice, that it's just tiny particles of ice. But, you know, he's married to a meteorologist, so he knows everything. It's just, it's amazing to me how ignorant they think we are.
Well, simple observation tells you something.
Okay.
If
it's made out of patterns of persistent ice particles, which I have absolutely no idea how a heated jet engine going through supercooled air produces ice, it'd actually be the exact opposite thermodynamic effect. But let's set that aside. Where is the reflection of the ice particles as the sun comes through it, so that the entire sky would be refracted in rainbow colors and visualization of the color spectrum?
Reflecting back in space and saving us all. They're actually doing a good thing. Another thing he explained is how they create ice storms and the chemicals that they actually drop into the sky that freezes the ice even when it's above freezing. And it was just a wonderful forum that everybody should go to geoengineeringwatch.com and watch.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Nick, for giving us that information and letting us know on that.
I always keep an open mind about this stuff, because anytime you think you know everything, you're an idiot.
Or they change the question.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say that they're not there. They're there.
And like I say earlier.
What are they?
They say, they've been around forever.
No,
this guy never looked like that when we were kids. I'm sorry.
I used to get excited when I saw a jet trail.
It only lasted a short period of time.
And you're like,
They've been able to create them for a long time. They didn't start picking on us till about 20 years ago, in my opinion.
Well, there you have it.
You know, I have sat here myself with my own eyes. I have seen those vapor trails that never go away start and stop and start again. And I've seen other jets along with them that were a little bit higher that have a normal vapor trail that dissipates.
Right.
You know, and it's just fruit. And, you know, Trump mentioned this before he was elected. I heard it just once. He said something about chemtrails and this had to stop. And I've noticed they've slowed down lately, except for the last 3 days.
Last weekend.
Yeah. Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, thanks, Nick. We appreciate it.
All right, well, you know, I just have to play this little tidbit here.
Well, we do have another caller.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, can we get the speaker on the... Hold on. Here we go. All right, here we go.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ain't that the truth?
Hold on. I got one more.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
I get it, Mongo. I get it.
And that's it. And with that, we'll go to Lori.
Hello. Once again, I just want to give a small addendum. The actual website is geoengineeringwatch.org, not .com, so I just want to make that small clarification.
.org.
Important. Yes, and Dane would like to have called in, but he's currently on the radio with another interview, so this is his life. He's constantly speaking, sharing, educating, and all of the rest. So, the event was a full house. We had people from many, many states. As far as Australia, we had an individual, Caesar, who, you know, spent big bucks to get here. And I'm just concerned. We had this horrible car fire complex, and where are people that just want to connect the dots? And as you've well mentioned, that this is not normal. I've called, I think, about 65 people that signed up our activist interest list on a clipboard that we had at the event last Saturday, the 20th, And almost everyone I talked to said, what is going on? The entire state of California has just been decimated.
The problem, Laurie,
they want us out.
Well, here's the problem, yep. Laurie, is that we have so much disinformation that people become immune to any kind of new ideas to listen to anybody because they're getting bombarded with so much crap that is useless. You know, it's just like this deal with these bombs. You got every pundit in the world coming out of the woodwork with their theory of what is, and after a while, you just turn it off. That's the problem with the youth at this point, you know, is they just turn it off because they can't decipher truth anymore, so why even bother to check?
And there you go. That's the overwhelm. That's that umbrella of just, you're just in your own echo chamber after a while. Look, I'm echoing. And what I'm trying to say, I'm so sleep deprived, it's not funny. But the thing is that who knows what they're spraying, because we're hearing reports of people having horrid sinus, cold, flu, weird, bizarre clusters of symptoms from these rains that happened back in the Midwest and East. So our rain, our precipitation that we should be getting, it is being scooped up and steered by the ionosphere HAARP mechanisms and devices and weaponized control. So, yeah, we're under terrorists above us, what I call the swamp above us, and we're just being flooded in our generation of children. I mean, if they're not being pummeled with these devices and 5Gs on the way, I mean, wow, heads up, people.
Thanks for the call, Laurie.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys, for letting me clarify the website. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bet.
All right. No problem.
I got to get back to Sayoc, the bodybuilder. Okay.
The exotic dancer.
He's
the exotic traveling dancer.
Caesar Sayoc is a bodybuilder, claimed to be an American Indian from the Seminole tribe, but reports indicated that his father was Filipino and his mother was Italian. He reportedly,
does he know Elizabeth Warren?
I was just going to ask that question.
He reportedly lived in his van as he had been kicked out of his parents' home. Sayoc is a registered Republican, shows a record of a total of 8 arrests, including suspicion of grand theft, fraud, drug possession, battery, and probation violations. He was arrested in 2002 after phoning in a bomb threat to the Florida Power and Light, threatening to blow them up worse than 9/11 if his power was shut off. You can't make this crap up. He pleaded guilty to charges of possession illegal anabolic steroids to intent and with intent to distribute them. Steroids with intent to distribute them in 2004. He is a promoter for Chippendales male strippers. Worked as a pizza delivery.
yeah, it gets better.
At one point in time, do you go? This guy's a nut. So he's delivering pizzas while he's trying to promote Chippendales, while he's making bomb threats and getting kicked out of his parents' home. He's not sure what his race is. He says he's Indian, but his background says Filipino and Italian. And the pizza restaurant manager says that Sayoc was crazed.
But he was always on time.
And he didn't steal.
But he was very, very angry at the world, at blacks, at Jews, at gays. Although one report stated that Sayoc's van was parked outside a kosher market for a night over a year. So it's parked outside a Jewish deli for over a year. And it's like, what is going on? I mean, I'm very, very angry at the world. I'll never get to blow up the earth now. I mean, really?
We have a couple of callers. The first one, we've got Susan on line one. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I would like everyone, if they want to actually take action against these chemtrails, to get a pencil and a paper, their iPad, something to write this down. Field, F-I-E-L-D, M-C-C at yahoo.com. He is one of the planners of the plan. I contacted him almost 4 weeks ago and gave him my location that these had started again. I am going to send him another email. He said these were to have been over by September 11th. He can't be everywhere. So take action, tell him your location, tell him about the bombardment, send him a picture. This man is on it, and he is a retired Marine colonel. So it's Field, MCC, Dan@yahoo.com. I'm going to a conference in 10 days in Dallas. I will meet him. I will meet Michael Flynn. I will meet other whistleblowers. I have told that person that's running the show for our State of Jefferson, I would be more than happy if he would give me the PowerPoints, and I will give him straight to Phil McConnell about the problems we're having with the courts here. But still, he has not called me. And I can't, 2 weeks in a row, told him to call me. So anyway, the other good thing that happened is, I don't know if you saw David J. Harris Jr. on the Black Rally in Washington, D.C. My God, what a leader we have here in Reading. Just wonderful.
Hmm.
Also, if anyone wants to get a hold of me, feel free. I'm on Facebook with a cartoon character profile pic. Just put in Susan Clark with an E, Redding, California. You'll find me. So anyway,
thanks,
we can take action against these chemtrails. They're supposed to be over. We have to keep pounding.
We got
to
move on, Susan. Thanks a lot for the call.
Bye.
We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And now we have Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Okay, I'm standing by.
Nope.
Okay, you're on the air. You're on the air,
go
Jeff.
Go for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My name's Jeff. I was a captain for one of the major airlines in the United States, and I spent the last 7 years as a lead instructor at the Flight Academy. So I had to teach engine operations and all the other stuff that goes with that. And all I can say is, with my experience, that the trails we see are not natural. They got to be some kind of a man-made deal, because all the jets today are made, the engines are far more efficient, and they leave less of a trail, not more. So whatever they're doing, and I don't know why they're doing it or who's doing it, but it's not natural. I can testify to that.
I concur. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's harmful. I don't know much about it, but I can tell you that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look up at the sky and go, hey, this isn't really how it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
You don't know,
yeah,
for, like,
I woke
my
up the other
kids
morning,
or something.
There were 12 trails over this. It was early sunrise just coming up, 12 trails right over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
that's crazy.
That's not a normal route for traffic. You know, they fly airways from point to point, and these guys are not flying airways. They're just flying all over the place, so.
Yeah, that's another thing. Isn't
the patterns.
It? Yeah, the patterns. You know, isn't it basically like a freeway up there? I mean,
yeah.
Normal
traffic follows some traffic patterns. You know, they fly south on one side of the horizon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and these are flying more in grid patterns and so forth.
Yeah, they go up and then they take a 90. I mean, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it's like.
Explain to me that. Have you ever been in a plane that takes a 90?
Collision, because there's a lot of traffic up there.
Yeah.
Well,
I always love the ones that turn around and, like you said, go back the other way.
Yeah, it's like,
oops, we forgot something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We got another caller.
No, Jeff.
I'm sorry. We got Dave on the line.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
I hope you're doing good, Jeff. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
you're on the air.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. Hey, I heard with interest this business about the chemtrails, and some years ago, actually, it's probably 17 years ago, I could give you the exact date, and you could listen to the podcast of it. I called up a radio call-in show in, I believe it was Peoria, Illinois. It was radio station WILL, and it was September 9th of 2002, and you can still find the podcast for it. Dr. Steven Schneider, who was down in Stanford University, down in San Mateo, south of San Francisco, he was the guest on their show. And I asked him about the chemtrails. At the time, I had heard that there was a global warming remediation plan that mixed powderized aluminum with boron. And I asked him specifically if such a plan existed. The guy went into real detail, and he said that the famous old scientist Edward Teller was the creator of this plan, and the idea was to create a kind of a mirror effect that if global warming was really happening, that if they put enough powderized aluminum in midair, that it would create a mirror and send a lot of the sun's rays back into outer space, and they, you know, we wouldn't be cooked down here. And then Schneider went on to more detail, and he said that it was probably the most preposterous idea that he had ever heard, because it would take 300 years to take effect, and that what government would have a budget for 300 years to be able to put together a plan like that? And then, of course, the inference was, you know, if pollution is causing global warming, then wouldn't it just be smarter to stop the pollution rather than, you know, come up with a 300-year plan that was basically top secret? And if you know about powderized aluminum, it'll cause, there's an old herbal medicine book that came out back in the 1930s.
Dave, you gotta hurry up because we're up against a break here. You only got about 30 seconds.
Oh, well, the Back to Eden is the name of the book. It was sold commonly back in the 60s and 70s. And if you look in the index under aluminum, apparently it causes things like Alzheimer's. Aluminum in your
Makes
system
sense.
Is going to basically short circuit your brain.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah, well, anything that's not, any metal yeah. will do that. Yeah, and you'll have problems with it because your body's not
it's
made
not
to,
made to
yeah,
do that. Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the call, Dave. We really have to go to the break.
Yeah,
and
look
then,
for your Facebook page. I'll send that link to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, put it on there.
Sure.
Yeah, put
All
it on
right,
there.
Thanks
there's
for
two
the call.
There's two marquee cans. Look for the one with the State of Jefferson flag.
Yep, I think
okay.
he already
All
went
right.
away. And with that,
okay,
we need
go
to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Thank you.
told me to come on over. I made my way to New York, and they tried to have me deported. Stop me from getting work. Blacklisted me all over. They were vicious and they were mean. They were big time operators. Baby on the music business scene. Well, they looked like politicians, but underneath they were thugs. And they spread malicious rumors, threatening to have me busted for drugs.
Sovereign Mind Radio, little Van the Man there. You know, here's the trouble I have with the whole geoengineering climate change issue. Not that I don't think that there's something going on there, but I am not going to hand over my sovereignty, my rights, you know, give the government more control over everything so that they can abuse the carbon credits and, you know, send our money to all these foreign countries to skin Americans out for their evil, capitalistic, tendencies, which has caused all the climate change in the first place, which is complete balderdash. And that's why when Trump pulled us out of the climate agreement in Paris, yay! Because if there's something here, I want to fix it. But I don't think fixing it entails giving over all your rights and all your money over to the government in order for them to take care of you. And that's really a lot of the there's two separate factions going on here. You got people that are actually trying to solve the problem if there's one and fix it. And then you got the other people that are jumping in and trying to take advantage of that and co-opt it for their own means so that they can increase their power in the halls of government. That's the big issue, in my opinion. Now, you know, I want the thing fixed if there's harm being done, but I don't think by giving, you know, a foreign country our sovereignty over the issue is going to fix it. I think what it's going to do is make us more poor and subject to these other countries. I mean, like China, for example, the worst polluter in the world. You know, you want to hand your sovereignty over to China? They're going to help.
Yeah, they're not going to break the agreement.
Oh no,
they wouldn't do anything like
every treaty.
That,
yeah, they wouldn't. They would never lie, would they?
Or like the Pacific Garbage Patch that they love to point out all the time about why we need more environmental laws and stuff. Guess what? That ain't from us.
No,
that ain't our mess floating out there.
Wow.
Yeah, they forget to give you all the information exactly where it's coming from.
They like to give you just enough to make it believable, don't they?
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like Greasy Joe Biden, or not Greasy Joe.
Creepy.
No, there's Creepy Joe and then Greasy Gore. Dracula, you know, black. You know who I'm talking about, the Night of the Living Dead guy.
Yeah, I was actually watching an old video just this last week of Tipper Gore testifying before Congress against black rap artists and how they were... They were polluting the youth of America and destroying the fabric of American families.
You know, these guys are so transparent after a while. It's like Gore. Give me all real money, everybody be happy. You know, I mean, really? So this guy's, you know, got this, 10,000 square foot mansion, and he's flying jets and leaving trails all over the world and, you know, breaking in the dough off his inconvenient BS. And, you know, and they're not co-opting any of this or weaponizing it, are they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know who came up with that program? The Nazis. That's how the Nazi Party got into power. They started with environmental laws. The very first act passed by the Nazi Party through the Reichstag was the Wolf Protection Act. After that, the humane transport of animals or something that allowed them to dictate and regulate how feed animals like cows and pigs and things were transported to market. And from there, they just added environmental law.
Does it sound familiar?
And so they spread into everything.
Does it sound familiar?
Yeah, we have the exact same thing. We're facing gangrene.
There's no living with bugs.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. These guys are bugs. We got to hit the FBI agents under investigation for the alleged lack of candor in
lack of candor, my white ass. That's a lie.
Ooh. She's almost there.
She's like,
Watcha.
Sorry.
He almost had her going.
Lack of candor.
She did like a flying crescent kick across the studio. That's right. And warped red upside the head.
It drives me. Lack of candor, really? That's the language we're using to describe perjury?
Yeah.
Lack of candor.
You can't even say they're a dirty, rotten. You know, it's like, you know, it reminds me of the old Shane movie, you know? It's like, I heard about you. What'd you hear, Shane? You're a no-down Yankee liar. we just don't speak plainly anymore. I mean, these guys lied. I mean, lack of candor. Yeah, why? Because, you know, saying what, they're going to offend somebody?
Offend away.
Right.
Okay.
Just tell the truth.
So the First Amendment, here it is, the First Amendment for dummies. I have a right to say what I want, when I want, where I want, to who I want, about what I want, whether you're offended or not.
As long as you're not yelling fire in a crowded theater. And that's one of the best example. But this is posted on the website, Maxine Bernstein from the Oregonian, and FBI agent Joseph Astarita.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a made-up name, Astarita.
No, that's his name.
That's his name, Astarita, Joe Astarita. I'm just saying. You know, and several colleagues in the Bureau's elite hostage rescue team are under investigation for lack of candor in their statements about the shooting of refugee occupation leader Robert Lavoie Finicum in January of 2016, according to the new court filing. The FBI agents are subject to an ongoing administrative investigation review by the U.S. Department of Justice Office of the Inspector General, federal prosecutors noted in their documents filed in court on Wednesday. So, what is the definition of candor?
Liar. I don't know.
Candor. Let's see.
Forthright. Forthcoming.
Let's just see.
Truthful.
Define candor. Definition of candor. What does it say? Honest, sincere expression. Freedom from prejudice or malice. Fairness. Literally, brightness or brilliance. So I'm thinking we'll stick with the honest and sincere expression. So I'm assuming that lack of candor, unless we're...
So he was insincere in his testimony.
Or dishonest.
Yeah, also known as lying.
Yeah.
Henceforth, perjury.
Yeah, I don't know where you went to school, but...
If it wasn't for evil, there'd be no good. Therefore, evil is good. So, prosecutors allege that Astarita, I like saying that, Astarita, sounds like a holiday in South America, covered up that he fired at Finicum's truck after it swerved into the snowbank, after it swerved into the snowbank at a police roadblock in the highway on January 26, 2016. They also alleged Astarita and his colleagues on the hostage rescue team, the hostage rescue team is shooting.
Yeah.
Where were the hostages?
Exactly.
They rescuing?
Yeah.
His colleagues in the hostage rescue picked up and removed shell casings from the shooting scene. One shot hit the roof of the truck's cab, shattering the rear driver's side window, and the other missed entirely, both distinctly audible on the video captured by the rear seat passenger, Shauna Cox. So, in other words, we're shooting at the guy.
And lying about it.
And lying about it. And hiding the evidence.
And tampering with evidence. Mm-hmm.
And then lying about it.
And then we have perjury. We perjured ourselves again and again.
Trust in me.
Yeah.
FBI. Yeah, okay, you know.
Yeah. Brought to you by the people of Waco and Ruby Ridge.
Yeah. Again, liars.
Well, I think they're cleaning up the swamp down there, though. A lot of people gotten fired here in the last few days, last week or two, month. We'll have to look at that. Go to QMAP and you can check that out. And there's more to come.
More.
There's a lot of people in the batter's box. So, with that said,
a lot of people have bats.
I think we're at the end of the program. I wanted to play Cowboy, the My Heroes Have All Been Cowboys. Can you switch that out real quick? Because we're on the subject of LaFoy Finnegan. And so let's end with that. No, the other one. There you go.
She's working at it.
Perfect. Thank you, Ashley. You're awesome. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And have a great week, and we'll see you next week. And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community.